Love often finds us when we least expect it, especially when it comes disguised as annoyance. The snowball effect captures this journey through the lives of two seemingly incompatible women who find themselves sharing an apartment in New York City. One organized and reserved, the other chaotic and vibrant. Their differences create the perfect storm for conflict and eventually connection. What makes this story resonate is how it portrays the messy, complicated journey of falling for someone who challenges your carefully constructed boundaries. It's about the awkward first encounters, the gradual dismantling of walls, and the terrifying vulnerability of letting someone see you exactly as you are, coffee spills, emotional baggage, and all. During finals week, Regan Gallagher manages Topped Off Coffee Shop alone when both morning staff call in sick. While handling a complex order, she spills coffee all over a striking stranger with piercing blue eyes. Regan's ADHD-driven brain fixates on preventing burns, impulsively dragging the protesting woman to the back room to remove her soaked shirt. The woman stands in her camisole, radiating cold anger at this invasion of personal space. Mortified, Regan offers her Brandeis sweatshirt as replacement. A month later, the universe's joke reveals itself when Regan's roommate Sutton brings home Emma, the very coffee victim from her graduate program. When Sutton announces she's leaving for a semester abroad, Emma must move in with Regan despite their mutual dislike. Their living styles clash immediately. Emma establishes strict boundaries, including no entry to her room except in emergencies. Tension escalates when Regan, trying to improve relations, prepares General Cho's chicken using almond flour, to which Emma is severely allergic. After an ER visit, Emma declares, "You'll live your life and I'll live mine." Their apartment becomes a battleground of opposing lifestyles. Emma's methodical approach versus Regan's spontaneity and disorganization, creating both comedy and genuine emotional stakes. Emma's life takes an unexpected turn when her grandmother Cheryl calls, revealing that Emma's estranged mother Kimberly believes Emma and Regan are dating. Emma doesn't correct this misunderstanding, seeing it as a perfect excuse to avoid family dinners. When her grandmother expresses interest in meeting Emma's supposed girlfriend, Emma finds herself trapped in her own deception. After a heated argument where Emma lists all of Regan's faults, Regan responds with unusual coldness. "Everything I do with you is try," accusing Emma of never giving her the benefit of the doubt. Finally, Regan surrenders. "I'm tired of trying," promising to become the distant roommate Emma supposedly wants. The confrontation unexpectedly shifts into a moment of vulnerability. Emma realizes she needs Regan's help and asks her to pretend to be her girlfriend. Despite their friction, Regan agrees, beginning a charade that will force them to confront their growing feelings while navigating family dinners and shared spaces, as the line between pretense and reality increasingly blurs. Emma reveals her complicated history with her mother, Kimberly, who had her at 15 and was largely absent. Raised by her grandmother, Emma watched from afar as Kimberly married Ted and had two more daughters. Now living nearby, Kimberly is attempting to rebuild their relationship. During their first family dinner, Regan proves invaluable. When Emma becomes overwhelmed after her mother serves her childhood favorite meal, Regan follows her and encourages the same honesty Emma uses in their own conversations. In the hallway, Emma discovers family photos showing not only Kimberly's life with her younger daughters, but also pictures of Emma throughout the years. Confronted, Kimberly tearfully acknowledges her guilt. Emma admits she loves her mother, but doesn't know how to feel around her. Afterward, Regan takes Emma to On the Same Page, her favorite bookstore. This thoughtful gesture demonstrates Regan's growing understanding as their relationship evolves through shared interests and appreciation of their differences. As the fake relationship continues, Regan makes a startling self-discovery. After complimenting Emma's body in the bookstore, she experiences an unfamiliar physical reaction, a persistent warmth and tingling. She realizes she's attracted to Emma, something she's never felt for another woman before. This revelation keeps Regan awake, questioning her sexuality. After searching online for answers, she seeks Charlotte's sapphic advice. Charlotte explains that sexuality exists on a spectrum and suggests Regan continue spending time with Emma to explore these feelings. When Regan returns home to find Emma in a tank top and glasses, her attraction is confirmed. Her behavior grows increasingly flustered, staring, tripping over herself, spilling coffee when glimpsing Emma in underwear. During a visit to Emma's grandmother, they learn Emma had noticed Regan at the coffee shop long before their disastrous first meeting, revealing unacknowledged mutual interest. The turning point comes when Regan impulsively kisses Emma after sharing a vulnerable moment. When they separate, Emma appears confused, asking why Regan kissed her, forcing both women to confront their feelings and the potential consequences of acting on them. After their kiss, Regan and Emma try maintaining a platonic relationship, but tensions persist. At Everly's birthday party, Regan confesses, "I like you, as in a real girlfriend. I like you so much more than a platonic roommate." She admits being obsessed with spending time with Emma, promising not to kiss her again without consent. Emma is shocked, her heart racing. Later, hearing what she believes is Regan with someone else, she's consumed by jealousy. Their confrontation leads to another passionate kiss, with Emma finally admitting her feelings. As their relationship grows, they face family challenges and personal insecurities. When Regan's judgmental parents arrive unannounced, blaming her for her sister's canceled wedding, Emma defends her fiercely. Emboldened, Regan stands up to her parents, declaring, "Emma isn't just my roommate, she's also my girlfriend." In a moment of vulnerability, Emma confesses, "I'm in love with you, Regan. What I want most when I have good news, or even just when I get off work, is to be with you." Emma plans an elaborate proposal at a rural inn, complete with a guest book filled with messages from important people in Regan's life. When Emma reveals the ring and asks Regan to marry her, Regan accepts immediately. The perfectly fitting ring symbolizes how they fit perfectly in each other's lives. What began as reluctant roommates transforms into life-changing love through small moments, defending each other to parents, remembering coffee preferences, or reading favorite books to understand one another better. Their journey shows that great love stories often begin not with attraction, but with misunderstanding or even dislike. In a world where we quickly judge based on first impressions, this story reminds us what we might miss when refusing second chances. Sometimes the person who initially seems wrong for us turns out to be exactly who we need if we're brave enough to look beyond prejudices and open ourselves to the joy of truly seeing someone for who they are, coffee spills and all.